For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be returning to Capitol Hill on Wednesday. After a day of senators opening statements and contention, Judge nominee Kavanaugh was given the time for his opening statement.
I've ruled sometimes for the prosecution and sometimes for criminal defendants, sometimes for workers and sometimes for businesses.
He's replacing conservative Anthony Kennedy, who at times sided with liberal views. Kavanaugh lauded Kennedy, for whom he clerked before going into practice. That included George W. Bush's White House and 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court, I will keep an open mind in every case. I will do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump is looking ahead to the next election in a tweet on Twitter. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more.
President Trump on Twitter talking about the 2020 election. He tweets, I see that John Kerry, the father of the now terminated Iran deal, is thinking of running for president. I should only be so lucky, although the field that is currently assembling looks really good. For me, exclamation point.
Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, has a lot of people talking in the media and political circles. According to the Post, which obtained a copy of Fear, Bob Woodward depicts the president's most senior aides as being at the end of their ropes. Chief of Staff John Kelly is said to have called the president an idiot. On this tape, Woodward insisting to him that his book will be accurate.
Well, accurate is that nobody's ever done a better job than I'm doing as president, that I can tell you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Why did Monica Lewinsky storm out of a foreign interview? USA's Chris Barnes tells us why.
The one-time White House intern says she walked out of that interview in Israel because she'd made it clear beforehand that questions about former President Bill Clinton were off-limits during that interview. But then this happened.
Do you still expect that apology, the personal apology?
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Thank you for talking.
Lewinsky, the woman whose encounters with Clinton in 1995 led to his impeachment, was in Tel Aviv over the weekend for a conference on the pros and cons of the Internet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The slowing price of crude oil at $69 a barrel, but still hovering close to $70, is one of the factors for the decrease in the price of gasoline this week. John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen 1 penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.